teams have exchanged handshakes. The Bulldogs have finished their huddle at midfield and are getting set to run through and swing that clapper on the victory bell as Ferris State prevails in their homecoming tilt 23-10 over the Findlay Oilers, improving to 5-1 on the season and 5-0 in Great Lakes Conference play. And Sandy, we'll get to the scoring in a minute. I know you want to get out and listen to the coaches and the players that come up for the post-game interview, but quickly, let's thoughts and impressions as the Bulldogs take care of business today in Big Rapids, this game and next week.
Yeah, I think what you saw here, again, you know, what I like is, you know, everybody wants to win. Jason, everybody wants to win 34-10. Everybody wants to win 34-7, 42-7. And you're going to have some games like that. Bulldogs had a game similar to that when they played Tiffin here in their last home game. But I like the way that this team is winning in the sense that they're winning tough. They're facing adversity, and they're bouncing back, and they're doing what needs to be done. And I really like what this team is showing in terms of intensity, in terms of focus. They didn't have some things go their way. They turned the ball over uncharacteristically, but they've been able to stay mentally tough and bounce back. And I've been really proud to see that from this team.
A great win today, down early, facing some adversity early, a team that was inspired to play a good game, a well-coached and disciplined team, but the Bulldogs were able to weather that initial salvo and that opening touchdown drive, and then they came back and really asserted themselves as the game progressed and came away with the hard-fought win. And again, the Bulldogs, have they been playing the best teams in the conference through this five-game win streak? No, they haven't, but you can only play who's put in front of you, and the Bulldogs have answered the bell every single week the conference play has been going on, and now we need to see it happen next week up in the Dome. You and Rob will be there to call the action. Really looking forward to that game next week, Sandy. You guys will have coverage on the air at about 12:40 from the Uper Dome, so have a safe trip and see if you can't bring us a win next week.
I tell you what, I'm going to do my part, but you know, going back to your point, though, about you play the teams that you have on your schedule, and whatever happens, happens, because Grand Valley's going to play Tiffin, too. All these teams are going to play each other, and not everybody plays everybody because of the imbalance of teams, but you play the teams that you play, and I think the way that this team is playing, they're gaining confidence, and I think that they're going to feel good about their chances going against a Northern Michigan, a Northwood, a Grand Valley, a Michigan Tech, and a Northern Michigan here to close the season. So as they continue to get confidence, I think they're going to be in a position where they're going to feel like, hey, we can play with these teams just like we played with Lake Erie, just like we played with Ohio Dominican. There's no reason why we can't beat those teams, too.
Thank you, partner.
Yes, sir.
Taking a look now, we'll check the stats in a moment, but first, we'd like to recognize today's Bulldog Player of the Game, sponsored by Babb Ford. Today's honoree is Ferris State University junior quarterback Tom Schneider. In today's game, he completed 24 of 32 passes. Again, great game management from Tom Schneider. 252 yards. He also ran for 57 yards on 9 carries and scored 2 rushing touchdowns today. Congratulations again to Ferris State's Tom Schneider. Today's Babb Ford Player of the Game. Recapping the scoring, it was the opening drive of the game. Findlay won the coin toss, opted to receive, and they went 79 yards on 10 plays, taking up 5 minutes and 23 seconds before a controversial touchdown pass from Zach Tate to Dustin Zalaskiewicz from 27 yards out. The point after was good, and it was a 7-0 lead for Findlay with 9:37 to go in the first. Ferris State answered with 6:20 to go in the second. Schneider takes it in on a 25-yard run. That capped off an 11-play, 78-yard drive that took 6 minutes and 3 seconds. The point after was no good, and Findlay continued to lead 7-6. Findlay got some more points before halftime with 22-6 left in the half. Cameron Stevens connected on a 32-yard field goal. That capped off a 13-play, 55-yard drive that took 5:50. And at the half, Findlay led Ferris State by a score of 10-6. The Bulldogs got the football to start the second half and wasted no time in moving down the field. Tom Schneider capping off a 6-play, 70-yard drive with a 19-yard touchdown run that took 2 minutes and 2 seconds on that drive. The Porter point after was good, and it was 13-10. Ferris State had its first lead of the game. But the Bulldogs were done in the third with just 1 minute and 1 second remaining in the third. The Bulldogs make it a 6-point game as Catlin Porter gets a 32-yard field goal. That Porter field goal capped off an 8-play, 34-yard drive that took 4.5 minutes, and that made the score 16-10 as we entered the fourth quarter. And the Bulldogs were able to add a touchdown in the fourth quarter to make it 23-10, and that's the final score of the game. Still awaiting our final statistics for the contest, but I can tell you unofficially here in the game, Zach Tate, after a great first half through the air, found trouble finding his receivers in the second half. The Findlay signal caller went 6 of 15 on the game with one interception and one touchdown, 77 yards through the air. Monterey Williams finished the game with 30 carries and 138 yards, but he got the bulk of that in the first half, and the running game by the Bulldog defense really shut Findlay down in the second half. The leading receiver for Findlay was Dustin Zelaskowitz. He had 6 catches for 77 yards and that disputed touchdown. But the questionable nature of that touchdown, who cares at this point? The Bulldogs come away with the 13-point victory. Numbers for Ferris State, these are unofficial, I want to add. Tom Schneider finishes the game 24 of 32 through the air for 252 yards. No touchdowns through the air for Schneider today. However, he did run 2 in. The leading rusher for the Bulldogs, Dwayne Williams, 5 carries for 57 yards. Schneider, 9 carries for 57 yards. And those 2 touchdowns, need to mention Dwayne Williams. He had the touchdown as well. He punched it in the fourth quarter. Aaron Ullman, 4 carries for 36 yards. And Skyler Stoker, 9 carries for 31 yards. Damian Miller, the leading receiver for the Bulldogs, he finishes with 7 grabs for 67 yards. Chris Wilson, huge game for Chris Wilson. Only had five catches for 83 yards, as long as 22, but some clutch grabs that really for the Bulldogs came at crucial times to keep some drives alive, and the Bulldogs ended up getting some points in those drives. So important. And Ferris State comes away with the win in front of a crowd of over 3,500 here today at Top Tiger Field. The Bulldogs pick up their 5th straight win. I've got some defensive numbers here for you, but these are through 3 quarters. Through 3 quarters, Jacob Moreno, the leading tackler, with 11. Matt Ryan right there with him. He has 11 as well. Moreno also with half a sack. Moss finished through 3 quarters with 9 tackles, and Munir Bawaya had 7 tackles through 3 quarters. But again, those are unofficial numbers. Well, I can tell you that is official. The Bulldogs have won it here today for homecoming 2010 over the University of Findlay Oilers. 23-10, Ferris State prevails. With the loss, Findlay drops to 1-5 on the season, 1-4 in Great Lakes Conference play. Findlay on the road next week as well. They travel to the Columbus area to take on Ohio Dominican. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs with the win improved to 5-1 overall and 5-0 in Great Lakes Conference action. And Ferris State travels to Marquette next week for a tilt against the Northern Michigan University Wildcats. Wildcats play later tonight in Allendale against Grand Valley. Rob and Sandy will have that action for you next week right here on Y102, with coverage beginning at about 20 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. I want to thank our engineer back at the studio, Molly. Thank my partner, Sandy Golston, our halftime guests, former Bulldog C.J. Van Wieren and Ira Childress, and especially want to thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Bulldog Football. It's a good one for the Dogs. How about them Dogs? Winners of 5 in a row. It's Ferris State 23, Findlay 10. This has been Bulldog Football on Y102.